Look at all the people. Imagine, it's a Monday afternoon. On a typical Monday afternoon at this time, there's no one here. Not one person in the church. But look at this, church full of people. Why? Because this is not a typical Monday afternoon, not a typical Monday. Today is New Year's Day. And it's fitting that we, on New Year's Day, come before the Lord. We want to thank Him for all that has happened in the year 2023, and we want to ask His guidance and His blessing on 2024. Yes, we acknowledge our failings, and we seek His mercy, and we entrust to Him the new year. Yes. The church, in her official prayers, pays almost no attention at all to the change of the calendar year. Now, the church instead continues the celebration of Christmas. This is the eighth day of Christmas, the octave day. And part of the reason for celebrating the eighth day is found right in the scriptures themselves. In the gospel that I just read, we heard that the Holy Family followed the Jewish tradition at the time. That was to have their son circumcised on the eighth day. And on the eighth day, a boy would formally receive his name. His name, Jesus. The name that had been announced to Mary even before he was conceived. But on the eighth day, officially, he is given his name in the community. So part of what we celebrate today is the Jewish identity of Jesus. The Jewish identity. One sure indicator that someone is a member of God's chosen people, the Jews, is to be born of a Jewish mother. The Jewish mother, who is the focus of today's solemnity, is, of course, the Blessed Virgin Mary, whom we honor with her most fundamental title of all, Mother of God. Mother of God, that's the English translation of the famous Greek term Theotokos, God-bearer. Well, in addition to celebrating Christmas, celebrating the birth of Jesus, and celebrating the circumcision of Jesus and the naming of Jesus, and in addition to honoring his mother, Mother of God, every year on January 1st, the church also observes the World Day of Peace. It's a day dedicated to reflecting on and working toward and praying for peace in the world. Today is the 57th World Day of Peace. It started back in the 60s. And the theme that Pope Francis has chosen for this year's World Day of Peace is artificial intelligence and peace. Artificial intelligence, or AI, we should call it AI. That's one of the topics that rose to prominence in 2023, as I'm sure you know. And a lot of people are worried about this AI and what it might mean. Surely we need wisdom and prudence to use this powerful technology in ways that really promote the common good, in ways that really support the work of peace. Well, I'm not going to reflect on AI for now. Instead, I want to consider briefly this cause of peace and then focus on the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, whom, it turns out, we also invoke as Queen of Peace. So today's the World Day of Peace. I remember last year on this day, World Day of Peace, I spoke a little bit about the terrible war in Ukraine. That war had consumed much of the news cycle for the whole of the year 2022. The war started in February, so by the end of last year, we were really concerned that war was going on. There seemed to be little hope that it would end even in 2023, and it was clear that we desperately needed to pray for peace. There was a real concern at that time that war could escalate into World War III. Well, here we are again. It's World Day of Peace 2024, and instead of one major war. Now the world is suffering from two major wars, in addition to many other wars in different parts of the world, but the big one in the headlines now is the war in Israel. And this has been going on for almost 3 months now, and there's no evidence that that war is going to end anytime soon either. The statistics alone are staggering. People being killed in the tens of thousands, innocent children being killed and displaced and injured, and countless lives are disrupted, and the humanitarian crisis is just massive, beyond measure. Hundreds of millions of people in need just to survive. I was talking with a man yesterday, and we got to talking a little bit about 2023 and what it meant to us. And he suddenly said, "It seems like we're going backward." And I think I understand what he meant by that, and maybe you do too. It seems like we're going backward. We as a human family have once again failed. We have once again resorted to violence more and more. We're more divided. We have not found the path to peace. And millions of people are suffering as a result. Now, this is not a reason to despair. It is a reason to turn to God more than ever, to acknowledge our desperate need, to call on Jesus, the Prince of Peace, to beg Him to grant peace to our troubled world, to guide our feet into the way of peace. It's obvious that we're not doing a very good job of it. It's obvious that we don't have solutions, and AI isn't helping us stop wars. We need God. The world needs God. Well, that brings us back to Christmas. See, all this talk about war does not cancel out the joy of Christmas or the message of Christmas. It makes Christmas even more important to us. We need God, and God has come to us. Thanks be to God. That's why we can sing Alleluia even at a time of war, because God has come to us. He has come, the divine solution to the mess that we have made of the world and to the mess that we often have made of our own lives. He has come, and He has come not with a show of military power. He has come in poverty, in hiddenness, in humility, as if to show us by example that lasting peace does not come from dominating other people with force. It comes from the unity that can be built when we humble ourselves, when we strive to love as we are loved by God. We acknowledge love is present in the world. It makes it possible for love to rise up again, even after the terrible offenses, wounds that we've suffered. Okay, the Prince of Peace comes to us through a woman. St. Paul mentioned her in the second reading. When the fullness of time had come, God sent His Son, born of a woman. When the shepherds went to Bethlehem, mentioned in today's gospel, they found the Messiah with the woman. When the Magi from the east come, they find the newborn king with the woman. When we are looking for Jesus, we will find Him with the woman. Mary. Now, this feast day emphasizes her title, Mother of God. Why is it so important that we call Mary the Mother of God? It's a title that many people have found difficult. It makes them uncomfortable. Even in the early church or in the 5th century, there was a controversy about whether that was even a good way to describe Mary. And the idea is, well, God is eternal. He doesn't have a mother. He doesn't come from anyone. And the logic of that is true to a certain extent. Of course, God has no origin. He doesn't come from anyone. But the coming of the Word into the world in our human nature overwhelms that logic with a wonder of divine power. A God who is born. And once we talk about someone being born, well, we have to have a mother. It's as simple as that. The child of Mary is obviously human, with a human mother. And there's no dispute about that, no controversy acknowledging Mary as the mother of Jesus. Even people with no faith at all, and no faith at all, can say that he's the mother, she's the mother of Jesus, yes. And almost anyone could acknowledge her as the mother of Christ. But this child is also divine. We know by faith he is God from God, light from light, true God from true God. We say it every Sunday in the Creed. And that makes Mary, who is truly his mother, mother of God. Mother of God. To deny it is to imply that he's not really God at all, if we can't call her mother of God. That was the error of the heretic Nestorius. He was an archbishop of Constantinople back in the 5th century. And he said, no, we can't call her Theotokos. We have to call her Christotokos, the mother of Christ. Well, the church reflected on it and said, no, Nestorius, you've got it wrong. She really is mother of God, because Mary is the one through whom God has come among us in the flesh. And it is he who is our hope, hope for peace. Peace in our hearts, peace in our families, peace in the world. We don't place our hope in anyone else or anything else. We certainly don't place our hope for peace in artificial intelligence. We do place our hope for peace in divine intelligence. And divine intelligence is the Logos, the Word. And our access to the Word is because he became flesh through his mother, Mary. So that's what we celebrate today on this New Year's Day, on this World Day of Peace. We honor Mary, and we again invoke with simplicity, with simple faith, with confidence, we invoke our mother who is mother of God. We pray for us, O Holy Mother of God. Pray for us, O Theotokos. Pray for us. Pray for our lives. Pray for our troubled world. Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Amen.